Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And I'm AJ Quesada.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency. If you would like to join the best digital marketing agency community on the planet and let us help you scale, go to twiz.io to sign up today.
What's up, agency owners? Welcome to another episode of How to Scale an Agency. I'm your host, AJ Quesada. And today we're going to talk about how to flood your inbox with leads using a strategy called custom lead magnets. This one strategy has tripled my clients' revenues in their outreach conversions. I actually stumbled across it accidentally last year on my own. And the first client I helped implement it, yeah, absolutely just blew it up to the moon. And now we've done it with, 10 to 15 other clients. So I want to share the same thing with you today and what the shift was and how you can create the perfect lead magnet for your agency. So I talk to agency owners and consultants all the time who are already doing some outreach to get clients, and it might be working to a certain extent. They get some leads and some calls, but they know that something is missing and something needs to change in order to take their results to the next level. And what my clients often say to me before working together is that they're sending LinkedIn DMs, they're sending cold emails, they're following up, they're using the right tools and sending a lot of volume. So they're already doing the things that like seem like it should work, but they're still getting ignored by 99% of the people they reach out to. And then they're left struggling with a low conversion rate and a mostly empty calendar other than a few calls here and there. So they feel like they're reaching out to the right people because, the leads that they do get are good. And they feel like the offer is attractive because they have happy clients and great case studies. But the question is, the question I always get asked is like, what's missing, right? Like what's still missing? How do I set myself apart from all the other emails and DMs and ads that my prospects see? How do I make it so that people read my message and they go, wow, I need this thing, let's talk. So if you're wondering why your outreach and lead gen efforts aren't working to the level you want, and you have a great offer, great fulfillment, happy clients, but you really just can't seem to ramp up sales, then this is going to fix that for you today. And if you're not doing any outreach or lead gen yet, and you still rely on referrals, and you're trying to start doing some lead gen now, then you can still take this today and make sure that you get it right from the start when you do begin. So with that said, again, I deal with this problem a lot. And the reason why your sales pipeline might be a ghost town and why you don't really have a super consistent flow of leads, even if you already are doing outreach and reaching the right people with a great offer, is because you're not really addressing the core issue of why people don't respond, which is that the market is saturated. It's a different game than it's been 5 years ago or 10 years ago, right? And the people you're reaching out to, they've been pitched what you're offering 100 times before, at least, right? Probably a lot more. And that's the challenge with the agency business, right? We sell services and solutions that a lot of other people offer. When we reach out to a prospect, like they've heard it before, right? So the real problem is, your prospects, they see your message, your email, your ad, whatever it is, and they just group you into everyone else that they've seen before and you aren't standing out. And as a result of this, there's no trust built or credibility as to why you're the real deal over other options. And this is what a custom lead magnet will fix. So here's where a lot of agencies go wrong with their outreach. First, they're doing outreach, but they use the same type of messaging as everyone else. The same templates they got online, the same quick question subject line, and the same call to action, hey, let's book a call, let's do a consultation, right? And the downside of it is that most prospects tune you out. Now you'll still get some leads because with outreach, you play the numbers game, right? Sometimes you just reach the right person at the right time who's looking for your solution right now, and it's just really easy. But that's a teeny weeny percentage of the overall market, right? Therefore, you're going to have to do so much more work and volume just to get a few leads because you're only really having a message that fits well for a tiny percentage of the market, right? It's really less than 3% that's actually solution aware and is looking for a solution like yours right now, right? So that's the first mistake. Second mistake I see a lot of agencies do with their outreach is they use a lead magnet to stand out. So they are trying to offer some free value and be different, but they're sending like a guide or a PDF or a case study. And again, this will work better, but at the end of the day, plenty of your competitors are out there offering the same thing. If you go look at a lot of your competitors' websites, they probably have a free guide, a free PDF, a free ebook, a case study. So even if you offer these things, you still sound like everyone else and get grouped together. And also your prospects might take your free PDF or video, but never actually consume it and get back to you, right? How many times have you downloaded a free course or a PDF or a video and just never even watched it in the first place? I've done this a million times. I probably have an entire hard drive's worth of stuff I've downloaded that's just collecting dust on my laptop. When you use the custom lead magnet, this is going to absolutely, solve both those things for you and be a way to give people free value, stand out, be different, but offer something that they haven't been offered before. And really, the way you can look at custom lead magnets is this is like a try before you buy strategy, right? So a lead magnet is where you actually do something small for the prospect and solve a small problem. Or a custom lead magnet is where you do something small for the prospect and solve a small problem. So rather than offering a digital product like a PDF that you just make once and send it to everyone, you're actually giving the prospect a small taste of what it's like to work together because you're doing something for them, right? Now, this stands out immensely because your competitors aren't doing this. And it has tons and tons of perceived value, which is why we've seen our, you know, like our results in our outreach campaigns go up so much, is because the perceived value is so high because you're doing something that most people would charge for. And you're actually able to get a small win for your prospects, which builds instant trust and authority and positions you as someone that can help them solve the bigger problem. And this means more leads, more response rate on your cold outreach or wherever else you market. And the leads are also better quality because, you know, by the time you have a sales call, like there's already trust built because you've already helped them accomplish something and you've already proven firsthand that you're good at what you do rather than just telling you what you do, which is what everyone else does, right? It's one thing to say that you can help them and you're the best agency in town, but everyone says that, right? So when you give a lead magnet or when you do something small for a prospect to help them get a small win or solve a small problem, that really shows them firsthand that you're good at what you do rather than just having to take your word for it. And then also, even in the most competitive niche, you're going to easily stand out with this. So when I first discovered this for myself, you know, I saw my cold email campaigns double the response rate by doing this. And then I tested it out with a few of the agencies I consult. And here's what happened. We first tried it with an e-commerce agency that helps Amazon brands with optimizing their product pages and sales copy. And what we did was, the client offered one free listing review. So he'd take a product page from an Amazon brand and he would send a video audit of exactly how to make the conversions higher. Right, like how to change the copy, how to improve the SEO, all the different things that he does with his clients when he takes them on. He did it for just one of their listings, and then it outperformed every other cold email campaign he was running. He shut off all his other campaigns. He went all in on this, and only 4 months later, he had tripled his monthly revenue by just going all in on this strategy of just giving insane free value. And then, you know, after this, I knew we were onto something. So to make sure it wasn't a fluke, I tried this with another agency I work with in a completely different niche and a more competitive niche, right? Because I wanted to make sure like this wasn't just luck, right? So I worked with a client that was helping local businesses with SEO, again, really competitive niche. And the custom lead magnet was, you know, giving people an actual SEO audit, like a breakdown of what's wrong with their site, that if they fix it, they could get more traffic, and also a private SEO workshop. So he'd invite people to a virtual workshop where he'd sit with them and really uncover like how to actually fix these things, right? And the cool thing was, we weren't just sending the SEO audit, you know, they actually delivered it over a call. So basically he said, hey, I have your audit, but let's walk through it together over a call so we can, you know, so I can show you like how to implement this, right? And I can ask you some questions to make sure we get it right. So he basically said like, I'm giving you this audit, but it's gonna happen over a call. So then instantly he was booking a ton of sales calls because, you know, people, they wanted to get the call to get the thing they were promised, right? They were curious like what it's gonna be, right? So the challenge is if you just send someone an audit or a video or a workshop or whatever it is, you know, they might not follow through on it, or they might watch it, then, you know, be interested, but just forget to get back to you. But because he actually was inviting people to a call to discuss it together, you know, the amount of people that booked calls was like insane, right? Because, and then by that point, he already had them there and then he could just move to a sales conversation really easily. And same thing with the workshop, right? So the workshop, the SEO workshop was just the first 30 minutes of the sales call. So he basically was just doing sales calls, right? He was basically saying, hey, you're going to get this workshop. And it's just a sales call, but the first 30 minutes were more like consulting and value giving. And then afterwards, he'd ask like if they wanted help implementing that and if they wanted to hear what his services were, which 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, yeah, tell me how you can help me put this together, right? So at first they were booking 2 to 5 sales calls a day from this strategy. And then 3 months later, after optimizing the campaigns, getting more emails and domains and increasing the volume, they're getting 10 to 15 appointments every single day in a competitive niche too, which was like amazing. So how to make yours? First things first is imagine, you know, and you might be listening, if you're listening to this, you know, while driving right now, it might be hard to sit down and write it down. But if you grab a piece of paper, write down, you know, draw a big rectangle, right? And imagine that this rectangle is your offer. And, you know, it's all the things that you do for your clients once they sign up for you, right? Once they onboard. Now, imagine you just take a little corner of that rectangle, a little mini rectangle inside that rectangle, and you just take a little piece off of that offer. That would be your lead magnet, right? So if you're driving while listening to this or at the gym, you could just visualize a big square and then a mini square inside of it. That mini square inside of it is your lead magnet, right? And what I mean by this is when you're thinking about what would be a valuable lead magnet for your prospects, what would be something that would be valuable to them, what would get them a quick win, you don't always need to start from scratch with new ideas. Just think about what you already do for a client when they sign up, after they onboard, right? What are the first few things you do with them? What are the quick wins you get for them in the first month, or the first 3 months, right? So you can just take something that's already part of your fulfillment process and just splinter that off and make that your custom lead magnet, right? And then the cool thing is once that client signs up with you, you're already one step ahead of the game. You would have had to do that thing anyway for them once they're a client of yours. So why not do it up front, you know, to help win them over? So you could just look at your whole customer journey. After a client signs up with you, what happens in the first few days, few weeks, few months, and just take one of those small things that you already have a process for and make that the thing you give away for free. Here's also another brainstorming exercise. Imagine you had a client paying you $10,000 and they only wanted 1 hour of your time. They're like, hey, I want you to give me as much value as you can in just 1 hour of your time because that's all I got. What is the most valuable thing you could do for them? For most of you guys, it would be like giving someone a strategy or, you know, doing like an audit or an assessment. But just think like, what would you do for someone if you only had an hour to deliver value for them? And this will give you some really good ideas for something that you could deliver as a really quick win to someone. Some other brainstorming prompts would be, you know, think about what would make the prospect go, wow, I can't believe they're giving that away for free. Like almost like they'd be shocked, right? What's something you could give away for free that would make you want to throw up? It would make you like have a pit in your stomach because you're like, oh my God, I just can't give that away for free. Like what's something that you would be nervous to give that much value away? That's going to be a really good lead magnet, right? And also think about what do your competitors charge for? What are some low priced, you know, services your competitors charge for, right? And, you know, again, just think about the best thing you can think here as well is think about what gives a prospect a quick win. What's something that's on their mind right now, a problem they're trying to solve, something they're trying to get done, and what's just a really easy quick win you can give for them, right? And another brainstorming prompt would be, what is a really big question your audience has? Think back to your interactions with the market, right? On sales calls, you know, if you post content, like what are questions you get DM'd a lot? What are comments you get a lot? Just think about what are some of the most reoccurring questions that your prospects ask you and make that a lead magnet, right? Make that a solution for them. So these are a couple of questions you can, you know, brainstorm on and write down some ideas from. But here's some actual examples of customized lead magnets that work really well. And all of these are examples that, like, no matter what your niche is, you can make some of these work for you. So
the agencies that do the best and grow the most are the ones that have excellent offers, great marketing, and great sales systems. Now, the customer acquisition process can be really hard to master. There's a lot that goes into generating leads, closing deals, building a sales team. Especially since our industry is so competitive and there's so many agencies and freelancers out there, it makes it really hard to stand out and grow and win, you know, the clients that you want. Now, fortunately, we've created a free Facebook community with trainings, weekly live sessions, and tons of really valuable networking opportunities with 6, 7, and 8-figure agency owners. You can find it here on Facebook at B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. So right now, go to Facebook, do a search and type in B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. Or you can just add me on Facebook, AJ Quesada, and find a link in my profile. There's also a free mini course inside on how to generate more leads, close more deals, and scale your agency. I highly recommend you join. It'll only take 1 minute. And if you ever need any questions or need advice, just email me at aj@revenueboost.net. So again, if you ever want to drop me a question, email me at aj@revenueboost.net. I love helping agencies and sharing ideas about how they can grow further. And again, go join our free Facebook community, guys. It's so valuable. We have great trainings in there, great posts, and tons of content that we don't normally share with the public. So go to the Facebook group right now, B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets. Drop me a message once you're in there. I love to connect with our community members and check out the video trainings and the free course we have inside. See you there. Now back to the show.
First things first would be a free audit or an analysis. This is honestly where I'd start. I think, you know, at the end of the day, like when you take on a client, you probably already do some sort of audit or analysis for them before you can move forward and make a new plan for them, right? So you're already doing this anyway. Why not just do it up front? So free audits, free analysis are great. People love to see like how I'm currently doing, what an expert thinks of my current state. People love to know like where they're going wrong or kind of how they stack up, right? So audits are great. And the great thing about an audit or an analysis or an assessment, whatever you want to call it, is that you're really finding like you're getting the chance to uncover all of these problems for people. You're getting the chance to really uncover all these problems for people. So it makes it really easy to say, hey, I have the solution for you. Like you can either solve these problems on your own or you can have my team and I help you, right? So when you do a free audit or analysis as a custom lead magnet and you offer that to people, it's not only does it get a lot of response because it's high value, it also really sets you up well to make the sale, right? Free report is a good one. Free ideas or concepts. One client I've been working with that's, you know, tested a bunch of lead magnets. The one that worked the best was, so they do video production and animation, and they really struggled for a while to get an offer that was working well. But the one that's crushing it right now is they're offering people 5 free ideas. So people value your ideas, right? People don't just buy your services because of the time it saves them. They work with an expert like you because of the ideas and the concepts and the strategies you give them, right? So you can give them just that. So what he was doing was, hey, I'll analyze your business and what you're selling, and I'll give you 5 customized concepts for videos you could produce, right? And again, that set him up really well to make the sale because now I was like, okay, cool. I love these ideas. I want to make these videos, but I need a team to do it, right? free ideas or concepts. Just think about whatever you do as a done-for-you service and what are like the first step of like the ideas you would give them, the strategy, the concepts, right? Another one would be a competitor analysis or industry research, free workshop, like I shared before with the client doing the SEO workshop. You could do a free outline or a free skeleton of something. So, you know, let's say that you help people with like content marketing and blogs, right? Yeah, and an outline could be like, you know, 10 different content pillars or an outline for your next blog article or a content strategy for the next 3 months, right? Some sort of like outline or, again, just think about the first step when you work with a client, right? You could do a solo free deliverable. So a client I was working with last week, they were an agency that does Facebook ads. So, you know, a lead magnet they're testing now is 3 free ad creatives. So like, we'll just design you 3 Facebook ad images for free. Really easy for them to do. Free trial, free month, free consulting or coaching. This is really high value as well, like a free consulting call or, you know, coming up with a strategy for them. A free plan or any kind of free strategy works really, really well. That's very, very high value and something that you would have to do with a client anyway once you take them on. So why not just do it up front? And some others I see work really well is a free partnership opportunity, any sort of free promotion, a free podcast interview. Lucas, one of the other hosts of our podcast, did this. He has another podcast besides this one, and he was running some cold email campaigns saying, hey, I'd love to have you on my podcast and it'll be a, you know, free promotion for your business. And he got like 60% of people that he sent that to were actually responding and saying, yeah, because I mean, who doesn't want to be featured on a podcast, right? So really great thing there. And also, you know, you could offer someone connections, right? I'll connect you to 3 people in my network that could help you. So the ideas are endless, but these are a couple that, you know, we've been trying, our clients have been trying with great success. So you could definitely start here, but you could also brainstorm beyond that, you know, with some of the brainstorming questions I gave you earlier. Also, here's a 6-step checklist, right? So if you want to know what really goes into a perfect lead magnet, what really goes into a lead magnet that's just going to be so valuable for you and the client, here's 6 things to keep in mind. First thing is it should be easy to deliver, right? And that's why I say look at what you already do when you onboard and fulfill for a client, because then you could just take something that you already kind of have like a process or formula for. Second thing is it should be high value to your prospects. And like the biggest mistake I see people make with their lead magnet is just because they're giving away something for free, it doesn't matter if it's still shit, right? Some people think like, oh, because I'm giving away for free, I don't want to put too much time into it. People are going to appreciate it either way because it's free. Wrong, not true. Nothing is really free. Just because it doesn't cost someone money, it still costs them time, right? So it doesn't matter if your lead magnet is free, if it's a shitty lead magnet or if it's, you know, half-assed, people still aren't going to want it. And it's going to do you more harm than good because that's going to reflect on the quality of your service, right? So you really need to give a lead magnet that's high value to your prospects. And like, think about something that people would be willing to pay $100, $500, or $1,000 for and give that away, right? And if it makes you nervous to give away something like that, then you know you got something good that a lot of people are going to want, right? And, you know, giving away a lot of value, like I know it's always, you know, can make you nervous or make you hesitant, but at the end of the day, you know, fulfilling these lead magnets, giving them away for people, yes, it's going to take you more time than if you just like did give them something. But at the end of the day, you're going to have so many inquiries and so many clients wanting to work with you that's going to be the least of your problems, right? So it's worth the effort. And also thirdly, it should be useful and actionable, right? I've seen some lead magnets where people are offering like, oh, here's, you know, 40 different ways to grow your business, right? Like I've seen like guides like that, right? You've probably seen it as well. But rather than giving someone this really long guide that's just kind of generic info about a broad topic, it'd be better to give them, help them with like one specific strategy to grow their business, right? So, you know, rather than something broad, focus on like solving a small, narrow problem, right? So it should be useful and actionable. You're not just trying to give people information because that doesn't really give them much, right? You want to really focus on something that's actionable and useful to solve a problem, right? Because at the end of the day, you want to be giving people a quick win, right? When you can give someone a quick win with a lead magnet, that's going to give them that dopamine hit that they accomplished something with you, and then they're going to want to, you know, accomplish the next thing with you. So think about what's on their mind right now. What's a quick win they're looking for? What's something actually useful and actionable, right? Don't just think about giving them information. It should really be something that they could act on and get a quick win from. 4 is it should solve one problem completely, right? So overall, like think about a guide like 40 different ways to grow your business. That's not really solving a problem, right? That's just giving people information. You want to take one narrow, small problem and solve it completely. So I'll give you an example. I had someone reach out to me, an email consultant, right? And she was offered to help me with my email newsletter and my email list. And what she offered to do for me was help me set up my email tech completely, right, for free. So she helped me set up my Go High Level and like the emails and domains and like all the setup work she just helped me with for free, right, over 2 calls. And it solved one small problem that I was having completely. And the cool thing was that really opened up the door for the next problem because now I had this system in place. Now I'm like, well, I got to send emails and I need help with copywriting and I don't know like what my strategy should be, right? So when you solve one small problem completely, it just opens up the next problem. And again, like I knew that she was going to be able to help me with the other stuff because she did a great job helping me with the tech side. So find one small problem and just solve it completely to really get them that full, you know, quick win. Number five is it should be different. And this is why if your lead magnet is a free consultation, like free consultations suck. They don't really work that well anymore because people know it's a sales call, right? And the value of it's been watered down, right? Every single agency offers a free consultation. So there's just not much perceived value in it, right? So you have to be different. And a good way to know if you're different is go look at 3 to 5 of your competitors and see what the lead magnets are on their website. What are they giving away? What's their call to action? You know, when they're asking you to book a call, like how do they frame it? And just make sure you're not doing that, right? So it has to be different. And number six is it should reveal a new problem to set you up for the sale. So this is why diagnostic lead magnets are my favorite. Like we shared before, you know, an audit, an assessment, an analysis, that works really, really well because basically when you give someone an audit, you're basically finding all these new problems. That's going to make it so easy for you to make that sale because now they know they have all these problems, but they don't have the solution. And usually they don't want to do the work themselves, so they'd rather just hire you. So most important is that, and again, back to the example of the email automation expert that reached out to me, she solved one problem by helping me get the tech set up, but then I had all these new problems. Okay, now that I have the tech set up, you know, how should I write my first email? How often should I email my list? Okay, now I need to find the time to write these emails, right? So best thing is when you, if your lead magnet solves one problem, it reveals a new problem, right? It sets you up for the sale really easily. And that's also why if you give someone like a free strategy or like that client I shared who was giving people 5 free video ideas, that reveals a new problem because it's like, okay, great. Now I know what videos I should produce, but then how do I produce them and who produces them for me, right? So yeah. And then strategy is great too because, you know, you can give someone the best strategy in the world, but then they still have all the problems of like, how do I implement it? How do I put it together? So best lead magnets reveal a new problem and that sets you up easily for the sale. So those are the 6 steps or the 6 pieces of the checklist, and whatever you're creating, that's where what you want to focus on is make sure it hits all of those 6 boxes. So now putting this into practice, brainstorm as many lead magnets as possible. Brainstorm, come up with like 10 to 20 ideas, right? I'm sure from this podcast, you have this, you know, like a bunch of ideas now, right? But if you're in the middle of doing something and you're kind of half listening, go back, listen to this later where you can actually sit down and write these ideas out. The first, brainstorm a bunch. Whenever I'm brainstorming anything in my business, offers, lead magnets, anything, I always like to have a lot of ideas first and just lay it all out on the table and not try to judge my ideas or criticize them or compare them. Just brainstorm as many and just kind of free flow the ideas, right? Then second is I like to prioritize and kind of compare and contrast after. So first, brainstorm a bunch of lead magnet ideas and then just pick the best 2 or 3 and test them out. You don't need to pick the best one. You can test 2 or 3 and fire up a few cold email or LinkedIn outreach campaigns and just test, like keep the copy the same, but just test out what the lead magnet is, right? Change the lead magnet for, you know, like basically split your campaign into a few different campaigns and just only change the lead magnet. So rather than having to find the perfect one, just pick 2 or 3 and just test them out, right? Launch a few different campaigns side by side and just see what people like the most. And you don't even need to build anything at first. You can just send out messages, do outreach and just offer people the lead magnet and wait till someone actually replies and says they want it before you like make something for them. So you don't even need to actually build anything to go try this out. You could try this like today. And also if you're not doing any outreach yet, not doing any, you know, cold email or LinkedIn prospecting for your business, scroll back in the podcast. I've done a ton of different episodes on, you know, how to do cold outreach in my 3-step system. So if you want to put this into practice, but you're not even doing any lead gen to begin with, definitely go back and look at some past episodes. And we have a free masterclass as well. You can reach out to me to get like a video training on it as well. Yeah, assuming you're already doing outreach, just go come up with, you know, 2 to 3 ideas and just test them out side by side and just see what people like the most. The reason why my clients have been able to flood their inbox and win, even in some of the really competitive niches I shared today, is because they're building instant trust and authority by actually giving prospects a real win. At the end of the day, your prospects have been promised the world before by other agencies just like you. So when you say that I can help you and I'm going to be the best agency and I can help you get these results, they're always skeptical, right? But when you can actually show them value and actually demonstrate value rather than just telling them that you're going to give them value when they pay you, like the trust and authority is going to be through the roof because you're actually giving them a real win. And by doing this, you're offering something different than everyone else with custom lead magnets. So when you do this right, you'll start seeing tons of new prospects reaching out to you, booking on your calendar and signing with you. And you'll have less objections on the call to deal with because they'll already trust you, right? Like when someone actually gets a small win from you, they already trust you, right? They don't ask you for testimonials and references. They already know you can help them because you did help them, right? Usually the sales calls are easier and it's more just about like the logistics and making sure it's a good fit and going over the pricing and all of that, right? So anyways, give this a try, watch how well it works, and let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please Give us a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening, and tell us what you think. It really motivates us a lot to make more episodes and helps us out a ton with getting the show out there. Now, if you're trying to grow and get more clients and you'd like me and my team to help you come up with a personalized growth strategy for your agency, we can help. Head over to revenueboost.net/contact and you can book a growth call with my team. This will be a one-on-one call where we'll show you what's working right now when it comes to generating leads, booking calls, and acquiring clients at scale. And you can learn about our programs where we can work with you to help your agency scale and get you more dream clients. Again, head over to revenueboost.net/contact and see you on the next episode.